Progressivism in Action, Chapter 8, Illegal Immigration, Undocumented Progressive Voters, Progressive Ruling Class Corporate Raiders. Progressive ruling class policies and/or non-policies have caused the recent massive surge in U.S. illegal border crossings. Progressives have obstructed and reversed every remedy to resolve the border crisis because changing our demographics is fundamental to their Marxist takeover of our country. Currently, Biden, Department of Homeland Security Mayorkas, and the progressive NGOs are illegally executing the New Way Forward Act. It's a radical immigration bill that they couldn't pass through Congress but plan on forcing it through the Build Back Better Reconciliation bill with 50 Senate votes. This bill will permanently legalize Biden's open border chaos that we are presently experiencing and allow people who have committed serious felonies in other countries to legally move to the U.S. It legally holds taxpayers liable to pay the expenses of transporting previously deported criminals and their families back to the United States. This bill makes it nearly impossible for federal immigration officers to detain immigrants no matter how potentially dangerous they are. For example, after illegally entering the U.S. in 2000, 23-year-old illegal immigrant Reyes was arrested for drugs and gun violations, then released thanks to California sanctuary state law that shields criminal illegals from arrest and deportation. Reyes was again arrested for drunk driving, convicted, and released again. He then spoke at an open border protest attacking ICE for enforcing immigration laws. A few days later, ICE revoked his bail and he was rearrested. Soon after, Reyes was self-righteously bailed out by then-Washington Redskins cornerback Josh Norman and New Orleans Saints linebacker Demario Davis. He then went on to murder a 58-year-old man, leaving his body in an orchard. Also under Biden's open border policy, Ulloa, a 24-year-old Honduran illegal immigrant posing as an unaccompanied minor, was placed in a shelter for children. Ulloa then allegedly took one of Biden's secret flights that resettles underage illegal immigrants and was reunited with his family in Jacksonville, Florida. A 46-year-old Florida father of four then took Ulloa in, employed him, and treated him like one of the family. Ulloa thanked him by murdering him. According to House Committee testimony, the UN, Big Tech, Soros, NGOs, and the Biden administration are treasonously executing the New Way Forward Act, aiding and abetting the invasion of illegal immigrants. They are facilitating this invasion even though these illegals are callously killing thousands of Americans by carrying deadly drugs into the U.S. to repay the cartels for their passage. They are using social media platforms to provide illegal invaders with maps to the U.S., advice on how to avoid or place themselves in the custody of the Border Patrol and thwart U.S. laws. They are using taxpayer money to send lawyers, psychologists, and money south of the border to recruit, aid, and encourage people to cross into the U.S. illegally. They are training invaders on how to deceptively circumvent U.S. law to fabricate stories that will enable them to claim credible fear once they enter the United States illegally. Then after the illegals cross the borders and claim asylum, Uncle Joe uses U.S. taxpayer money to fly their families in from their respective country of origin while they wait to have their cases adjudicated. To change demographics in favor of his political party's persuasion, Biden clandestinely flies these illegal families into conservative neighborhoods in the middle of the night, overburdening their schools, hospitals, and financial resources. To provide further incentive, Biden also reversed Trump's executive order that prevents illegals from residing in the U.S. if they are a financial burden, so Biden can now offer them taxpayer-funded health care, welfare, and housing. According to the Wall Street Journal, Biden now plans to give every illegal alien who was detained and separated from their family while illegally breaking into our country $450,000 to $1 million in reparations. This is treason. The president swore to defend our borders and uphold the Constitution by enforcing the laws that the people created through Congress. Instead, he's become a despot, unconstitutionally creating his own laws which benefit himself and his party. While U.S. veterans and citizens are homeless, the Build Back Better Reconciliation Bill includes $107 billion to pay for transportation, housing, legal services, counseling, education, resettlement fees, and other costs for illegal aliens and their families. The progressives claim the Build Back Better reconciliation bill will grant amnesty to at least 8 million illegal aliens, including approximately 3 million who qualify for DACA or DREAM Act amnesty, and another 5 to 6 million who illegally hold an essential job, including jobs in agriculture, food processing, construction, and healthcare, literally almost every industry where illegal immigrants work. It includes 320,000 who have received temporary protection status and 150,000 who have been shielded from deportation through deferred and forced departure. According to CIS, DHS, MIT, Yale, and FAIR, there were already more than 37 million illegal aliens living in the U.S. before another 3 million illegals invaded the U.S. in 2021. Pew Research put the number at 44.5 million, which is closer to the real number of illegals that will be granted amnesty under this bill. Unlike Obama's June 15, 2012 amnesty cutoff date and the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals DACA program, illegal immigrants under age 18 can qualify for Biden's Dreamer program if they enter the U.S. before January 1, 2021. Illegal immigrants can also qualify for essential workers amnesty if they enter the U.S. before January 1, 2021. The designers of Biden's amnesty were careful not to include the hundreds of thousands of migrants Biden is currently ushering into the country every month. The January 1, 2021 cutoff day for eligibility is before Biden created the border crisis. But since Biden is never going to deport these new immigrants either, Democrats will eventually give them amnesty, just as they're giving amnesty to all the migrants that came before them. The migrants crossing know this, which is why hundreds of thousands more will keep coming. The ones crossing now will just forge documents and receive amnesty anyway. Biden has made an explicit promise not to deport these migrants during his campaign, and he has followed through with that promise by decreasing Immigration and Customs Enforcement ICE deportations to all-time lows. Eventually, the hundreds of thousands of migrants who illegally entered the U.S. under Biden's reign of terror will be given amnesty, just like will be given to the 37 to 47 million illegal immigrants who arrived before Biden's reign. Democrats claim that by giving these illegal immigrants green cards, they are not creating a new path to citizenship. But awarding green cards constitutes amnesty and makes every one of these formerly illegal immigrants eligible to apply for citizenship in 5 years, just like all other green card holders. The Build Back Better bill also blocks ICE from enforcing the law against anyone who might be eligible for amnesty, effectively creating a nationwide enforcement freeze. It allows an estimated 630,000 supposedly unused green cards to be recaptured from both the employment and family categories dating all the way back to 1992. It awards green cards to visa lottery winners who were denied entry because of President Trump's travel ban or COVID-19 entry ban. It allows aliens with an approved green card petition who have been on the visa waiting list for at least 2 years and are legally present in the United States to buy a green card regardless of whether one is currently available under the annual numerical limits. According to new data released by DHS, Border Patrol agents have made more than 210,000 apprehensions in June of 2021, a 313,000 increase compared to the previous year. Roughly the same number were apprehended in July, August, and September, and they're anticipating over 400,000 in October, which will mark the fifth consecutive month in which Border Patrol agents make more than 200 apprehensions. President Trump authorized the use of Title 42 at the start of the COVID-19 pandemic, a provision in the public health law that allows the administration to deny entry into the United States if it poses a risk to public health. According to government data, the Biden administration has expelled roughly half of those who were apprehended under Title 42. Those expulsion numbers are highly unlikely because the Biden administration has limited its application to single adults and certain family groups. D.C.'s American-hating, Trump-hating, disgruntled, defrocked, bigoted, racist, black federal judge Emmett Sullivan has decided, as usual, to make matters worse by making up his own law and issuing a nationwide temporary injunction halting the administration's use of Title 42. The Biden administration has 14 days to appeal before the injunction goes into effect, but countless numbers of open border advocates within his administration have been pushing Biden to end the use of Title 42. Sullivan's injunction would force Border Patrol agents to release tens of thousands of infected illegal border crossers each month into the interior of the country, possibly killing thousands of Americans. Congressional amnesty combined with this injunction will cause unprecedented illegal border crossing surges. Adding to the already dire situation, over 12,000 Haitians who have camped under a southwest Texas border bridge have been processed into the U.S. Over 60,000 more are in Costa Rica heading towards the U.S., and another 85,000 are amassing in South America, preparing to make the trek at the Biden administration's behest. In addition to granting amnesty to countless millions of illegal aliens, the Build Back Better reconciliation bill would substantially increase legal immigration. The U.S. already issues more than 1 million green cards per year to immigrants, more than any other country, and four times our historic average. For example, between 1890 and 1920, we averaged around 100,000 legal immigrants a year, 3 million over a 30-year period. Progressives have proposed these immigration increases with little public fanfare or debate. By using the budget reconciliation process, Democrats can bypass the 60 votes needed in the Senate to break a filibuster and pass what would be the largest amnesty ever with only 50 votes in the Senate. Details about the massive amnesty in the Build Back Better reconciliation bill just passed by the House Judiciary Committee include amnesty for most of the 45 million illegal aliens in the U.S. Practically nothing keeps an illegal alien from automatically qualifying for amnesty. Felonies, rape, welfare dependency, drug addiction, previous deportations, failure to show up for immigration proceedings, communicable diseases, or coronavirus. The Congressional Budget Office, CBO, estimates that Biden's amnesty will cost $140 billion in taxpayer-funded federal programs such as food stamps, Medicaid, and Affordable Care Act over the next 10 years. The CBO numbers are fantasy. According to the Center for Immigration Studies, CIS, long-term costs will be far greater. Each one of these recipients will receive an average of $129,000 more from Social Security and Medicare than they or their employers will pay. Once illegal immigrants receive amnesty, they will be allowed to draw benefits from Social Security and Medicare. It will cost taxpayers an additional $1 trillion over their lifetime just based on the progressive ruling class amnesty lie of 8 to 9 million illegal immigrants. According to CIS, DHS, MIT, Yale, and FAIR, the real number based on recorded history are substantially higher. Over the last 3 years, between 2018 and 2020, records indicate that illegal immigrants have cost U.S. taxpayers over $325 billion annually. From January 1, 2021 through October 2021, 3.5 million illegals have already crossed the border. In less than 9 months, they have already cost the American taxpayers over $351 billion, almost $1 billion daily. If you believe CIS, DHS, MIT, Yale, FAIR, and Pew, there are between 37 million and 45 million illegals currently in the U.S., which is nearly four times the 9 million the Progressive Build Back Better reconciliation bill claims. This Marxist amnesty bill will force American taxpayers to pay foreign invaders over $4 trillion to replace American citizens and take over our country. Soros, the progressive corporate raiders, and the illegals are playing us for fools. Illegal alien protesters blocked the Golden Gate Bridge for 2 hours, denying U.S. citizens their freedom and liberty because the parliamentarian refused to allow amnesty in the reconciliation bill. They've illegally boarded airplanes to harass senators and have followed them into bathrooms to force them to vote for the bill. Evidently, illegal aliens feel they have the right to break into our country, demand that we allow more riotous illegal lawbreakers like themselves entry, and force American citizens to pay them reparations for invading and taking over our country. These corrupt global corporate rating elite ruling class political progressive pigs don't give a damn about U.S. citizens or their families. They're worse than Mitt Romney's Bain Capital corporate raiders. Mitt, like the rest of the political class pigs, have cut out the middleman, joined the government feeding frenzy, and are now raiding the entire country directly. Their objective is to annihilate and replace American citizens and their families as fast as possible by ushering in foreign progressive voters. The Build Back Better Reconciliation Bill's immigration provision is just another one-party rule money power grab. The ruling class progressive pigs amnesty will reward lawbreaking illegal immigrants and force hardworking American taxpayers and their families to pay over $4 trillion to support them and their families over their lifetime. You and your children will be paying for amnesty in more ways than one. That's more than $3,000 from every man, woman, and child living in America today just to cover the cost of Medicare and Social Security. It doesn't account for the cost of additional infrastructure, housing, education, or other government programs. It also doesn't include the effect of lower wages or the cost of providing government aid to displaced workers. This bill does nothing to prevent future illegal immigration or future amnesties. No e-verification, no increased border enforcement, no added border patrol officers. Among the many bad immigration provisions in the Build Back Better Reconciliation bill is an enforcement freeze that would prevent ICE from apprehending and removing illegal aliens from the U.S. for at least a full year. So much for caring about Americans. Everyone knows that for the progressives, it's party over country. They need illegal aliens. Nobody else in their right mind would vote for them. Central American governments are happy to export their poverty and crime to the U.S. while collecting billions in aid and remittances. In return, the progressives happily encourage hundreds of thousands of asylum seekers and unaccompanied minors to break our laws and illegally enter our country. Progressives refuse to change the asylum and Flores laws so they can take over and control our country. Shameless progressives and NGOs continue using taxpayer money to encourage hundreds of thousands of illegals to rush our borders, then have the gall to blame the invasion on Trump. Progressives aren't Americans, they're global Marxists. Illegal immigration, however, is no longer about Mexico, Central, or South America. People from over 148 different countries are invading America because it's so racist. Former Texas Border Security Captain Jason Jones claims cartels have gone from human smuggling to human trafficking. He claims masses of ISDN people are already amassing in groups around Afghanistan, and within 6 to 8 weeks, we will see them entering our southern border. The global corporate elite ruling class progressive pigs are brainwashing Americans into believing that crowding 50 million more impoverished people into our country is good for us. Just like they don't mind handing over your vote, neighborhood, and country to illegals, they don't mind handing your tax dollars to illegals to buy their votes. California Governor Newsom gave $44 billion of $88 billion in unemployment benefits to people around the world, including inmates and illegal aliens, and handed illegal individuals over $1,800 in COVID checks. New York's Governor Cuomo handed out $2.1 billion of hard-earned taxpayers' cash to illegals, then demanded New Yorkers pay more taxes. New York City Democrat council members are allowing 800,000 illegals to vote in their elections because they lost 5 seats to Republicans because of their disastrous policies. Why change policies? Just replace your citizens. A.G. Garland put the welfare of illegals above that of U.S. citizens when he threatened to sue Texas Governor Abbott if he didn't rescind his executive order to withhold ground transportation to COVID-infected illegals who were infecting U.S. citizens. COVID vaccines are optional to illegal border crossers but mandatory for U.S. citizens wanting to work, travel, or dine. Party over country, comrade. They'll suspend 2 Border Patrol agents on a lie about a whip, but won't do anything about illegal Haitians who hospitalized 3 Border Patrol agents by hurling rocks at them at the airport. Biden insists Border Patrol agents pay for a situation he created. Biden can save his phony outrage pretending he cares about the Haitians who illegally crossed into our country when he completely dismisses the 10 innocent Afghans he killed, including 7 children. According to a FAIR report, immigrants create 213% more damage to the U.S. environment than they do to their home country's environment. When immigrants come to the U.S., they quadruple their CO2 emissions and cattle consumption, increase their use of fertilizer by a factor of 6, increase their forest footprint by 357%, and birth 1.5 times more children than they do in their home country. The average immigrant uses 550,000 gallons of water annually. The decline of water levels coincide with an increase in water pollution. Nationwide, an estimated 40% of rivers, 46% of lakes, and 50% of estuaries are too polluted for fishing and swimming. This is more pronounced in the Southwest, which is prone to droughts. We cannot manage our nation's ecological footprint unless we stabilize our population. But we cannot stabilize our population without reducing annual immigration to a sustainable level. The average urban driver now spends more than 100 hours per year commuting to work compared to just 16 in 1982, an increase of 525%. The Texas Transportation Institute's annual study of traffic congestions in urban areas found that in 2005, Americans spent 4.2 billion hours delayed in traffic and wasted 2.9 billion gallons of fuel. Increased traffic means more than wasted time and money. It means higher greenhouse gas emissions due to idling cars and more chemical runoff, which pollutes our nation's waterways and your backyard. From 2000 to 2010, 70 to 90% of sprawl nationally was caused by immigration-driven population growth. Our government continues to cover up the impact of immigration by avoiding producing an Environmental Impact Statement, ESI, on immigration. The massive number of people pouring in are invaders, illegally invited by George Soros, his puppet Biden administration, and globalists happy to give away your property. This invasion is not a religious humanitarian cause to embrace. It's orchestrated and planned by the global elites and cartels to enrich themselves and steal your country. Like uninvited house guests with their uninvited friends who have stayed too long, they now complain that you have become an imposition in your own home. They no longer like the food you serve or the programs you watch and now want you to leave. It's apparent that our corrupt politicians and judges no longer represent the American citizens who voted them into office. They are paid for by the global corporate elites and only represent the global elites and the illegal perpetrators they endorse. As John Adams said, liberty lost is lost forever.